finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth belongs in talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Let me get my breath. Live today, Friday, the 21st of July, 2006. From the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, located in beautiful, almost downtown Round Rock, Texas, on this Friday. It's kind of an open phone Friday, folks. I have no scheduled guests today, but I do for the last couple of days. I've been wanting to get into the Middle East and give you some background information on that. Why does it seem? I'm always running to this microphone anymore? It's like I'm just jumping into the broadcast booth, getting behind the microphone, just getting busier and busier. I see that the inimitable Alex Jones is going to be on KLBJ 590 AM. Ha! Huh. Who would have thought? On Sunday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. That's one of my favorite radio stations. That's just tongue-in-cheek. They've got, who's their afternoon guy over there, Monday through Friday? Jeff Ward. Great broadcaster, but talks about absolutely nothing. He's one of these guys that does a program on the hot topic push-button stuff of the day, which you and I know, folks, that's just a distraction. But, you know, I remember calling into Jeff Ward's program several years ago. I'm stuck in Austin traffic, and there was nothing else on the radio to listen to. So I stumble across 590, and I'm listening to this guy talk, and I'm thinking to myself, what's the point? You know, obviously this guy's got intelligence. He's got a good radio voice. He's been in Austin for a number of years. So I called into the show and I asked him, I said, what's the point of your program? And he said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, what's the point of your program? Well, you're listening, aren't you? And I said, yeah. I said, but I'm asking you specifically, what's the point of your show? And he said, well, I answered you. You're listening, aren't you? I said, only because I'm stuck in Austin traffic and there wasn't anything else on. I was just channel scanning here. I was just seeking and scanning on the old radio. And he ended up getting angry at me because I mentioned that there's, you know, Rome is burning here and you're just pushing these emotional these topical hot button issues. Now, needless to say. But at any rate, the inimitable Mr. Jones on KLBJ from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sundays on 590 a.m. KLBJ radio. Maybe it might start to make a sea change at KLBJ. Don't bank on it. But I'm at least glad he's got a couple hours on that. At any rate, folks, got to take a break here, come back on the other side, and we will talk about Israel and sundry other subjects. Open line Friday, 800-313-9443. We'll do that right after a little bit of this.
I'm Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The worst thing you can do on radio, ladies and gentlemen, is take a drink of something. You've got a burp and you're coming out of break. It's one of those things, what do? Do I wait another few seconds or... Just a little behind the microphone stuff that you people never even hear. Isn't that amazing? A note here, a programming note, a few international shortwave listeners out there. The National Intel Report will be simulcast on 5745. I don't know if that was started today or whether that's going to start Monday. You shortwave listeners out there, you may want to check for me. But at any rate, we're going to be simulcast, and this is going to be great for you people east of the Mississippi. Okay, 5745, and if it hasn't started today, it will start Monday. Thank you, David, over at WWRB for doing that for us. Darab Jamel has been on this program, and he is going to be a host on this network. He was interviewed by Alex Jones today from the Syrian border. I don't know that I'd want to be over there right now, but at any rate... yesterday, he wrote an article, and in it he said that the official lines of the U.S.-Israeli governments are that the destruction in Lebanon and Gaza are due to two Israeli soldiers being taken prisoner. Well, that's what you heard on the mainstream news, folks. Anyhow, the incredible display of willful amnesia omits the fact that at least 9,000, count them, 9,000 Palestinians are currently being held in Israeli prisons, 1,000 of which have no charges brought against them. You know, this is shades of Guantanamo Bay. Yeah. It's also conveniently omitting the fact that over 14,000 Iraqis are languishing in U.S. prisons inside Iraq, most of whom have been charged with approximately next to nothing. Now, while the slaughter of the innocents continues unabated, we must be very clear as to who is responsible for creating those conditions for it. Now, Israel has been the largest recipient of U.S. foreign aid ever since 1976, which, ironically, is our bicentennial. Frieda Berrigan, a senior research associate at the Arms Trade Resource Center at the World Policy Institute in New York, told the Interpress Service recently, now, on top of providing Israel with billions of dollars of sophisticated weaponry, in 2005 alone, the U.S. provided the Israeli government with $2.2 billion. Now, this amount is expected to increase incrementally in the coming years. Now, Israel has the fifth largest fleet of F-16 fighter jets in the world outside of the U.S. Thanks to the U.S., these warplanes are responsible for most of the death and destruction we've seen thus far in the Lebanese cities, suburbs, and ports. Now, most of the critical infrastructure of Lebanon has been reduced to smoldering ruins, as countless Lebanese are now living by generators and scavenging for food wherever possible. Bombings have included electrical stations, fuel storage depots, gas stations, hospitals, ambulance convoys, ports, factories, bridges, and roads. Now, as of this writing, Dar says the death toll in Lebanon is well over 350, all of but 14 of which were civilians. There are over 1,000 wounded. It's called collective punishment, folks. It's a war crime. It's a grave breach of the Geneva Conventions. An entire country is being collectively punished while the world sits by and watches. Now, the U.S. military did it and continues to do it in Iraq, and now the Israeli military, after practicing, folks, they've been doing this for a long, long time. They're very, very good at it. Practicing it for decades in occupied territories of Palestine is carrying out the tactic en masse against the country and people of Lebanon. He says, let me be clear about which international laws are being violated by the Israelis. Article 51 of the 1949 Geneva Convention states very clearly that the civilian population as such, as well as individual civilians, shall not be the object of attack, acts, or threats of violence, the primary purpose of which is to spread terror among the civilian populations, are prohibited. Now, how do they get around that one? I'll tell you how they get around it. They did the news stories this week, but mostly last week that I saw, in which they said, well, Israel, they've got to attack civilian targets because the Hezbollah, that's what they do. They go into civilian population areas, and they hide their weaponry and their rockets. So therefore, it's really a military target, so the collateral damage that's experienced, the civilian collateral damage, it's acceptable because, well, that's what they're doing. See, the same excuse was used in Bosnia and Herzegovina blow up over there, that little facade. Bill Clinton himself, we should rename this guy the Church Destroyer. Under his tenure as president, the military, the U.S. military, bombed over 700 churches, destroyed them, leveled them to the ground. Why? Well, it was a convenient spot for these terrorists to hang out in and with their weaponry. Same stuff, folks. Only Billy took it to the next level. I'm sure he really did earn his horns for that one, bombing out and destroying 700 churches. Al Jazeera, which has been doing a remarkable job of covering the catastrophic situation in Lebanon, had one of their journalists shot in the leg while reporting in Israel. Now, Jazeera showed the footage of his colleague in front of the camera jumping out of the way as to not to be run down by an Israeli military vehicle. Then she raced over with others to assist her shot colleague and get him into an ambulance. The day before, Jazeera reported on the convoy of ambulances along with civilian cars being bombed by the Israelis. So you see, if you're in Lebanon and you're trying to even get the hell out of the way, don't worry, you're a military target. They will target you and destroy you. And in Beirut alone, what are the Israeli F-16s at the behest of the United States government? What are they going after there? Well, they're going after ambulances and also cars in Beirut, just strafing and bombing the crap out of them. Now, the Geneva Convention clearly specifies that indiscriminate attacks are prohibited, but when did Israel ever pay attention to anything? They're their own entity backed by the U.S. We know what their plans are. Their roadmap to peace is to basically instigate World War III or something short thereof of World War III. They want the Arab countries over there, if not totally destroyed, they want them under control, or at least put at bay, very least, at bay by Israel. Now, all this talk about Israel launching ground forces into Lebanon. Now, they've cleaned out a buffer zone there, which they said the Hezbollah was using to launch their rockets into Israel. But they're talking about the hierarchy in the military in Israel right now is actually talking and planning a strategy for an all-out ground assault, basically war, full-blown war is what we're talking about, in Lebanon. Now, why do you think they're going to do that? A country that possesses 400 nuclear weapons, why would they want to do that? Well, they know Lebanon doesn't have any nuclear weapons, so there's no threat there. If Lebanon had a couple of, say, a half a dozen nuclear weapons held back for defensive purposes, you're really not going to go head-to-head with Israel in a full-out nuclear exchange. If you only have, like, say, a half a dozen nuclear weapons, basically you're going to get your clock cleaned. But they can launch a military offensive. They can do a ground war in Lebanon because they know they don't have any nuclear weapons. Hey, good war games practice. I'm sure the Israeli government and their IDF, they care as much about their soldiers as the U.S. cares about theirs being butchered over in Iraq right now in the middle of a civil war. So what the heck does it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You know, do you think we would have went into Iraq the way we did if they had nuclear capabilities? Of course we wouldn't. Why do you think all this brouhaha about Iraq and weapons of mass destruction? Of course, we knew going in there that they didn't have any nuclear weapons. There was some question posed to the American people as to their capability of maintaining and maybe launching weapons of mass destruction along the lines of chemical or biological, all of which they knew weren't there. That's why we rolled in, and it was just a cakewalk rolling into Afghanistan and Iraq, because we knew they didn't have any real defensive weapons. We knew that. Absolutely knew it. But, of course, the Spinmeisters and the PNAC people, the Project for a New American Century people, just were able just to lie their buns off about weapons of mass destruction. But the problem is, in this nation-building exercise, you know, depose Saddam Hussein, which was a puppet, you know, was an asset of the CIA. He's been used continually until such time that you don't need him, and then you can offer him up for, oh, that's right, it's kind of like a sacrificial political lamb over there. But we're nation-building, folks. We're deconstructing things, and, well, we're making them in the face of the United States. You know, we're kind of duplicating the great democracy over there, the one we have now in this country. You think I'm kidding? Ask it. Just listen to these politicians. Listen to these experts coming out of these think tanks. Every last one of them called this country a democracy. Hey, go run for office in a third world someplace, you know? Because this ain't a democracy, folks. This is a constitutionally limited republic, and it prohibits people from doing exactly the kind of stuff that you've seen pulled off in the last year or two. How can Congress of the United States grant total war power to a president? How is that possible? They gave him carte blanche for preemptive wars. What the heck is a preemptive war? I thought we had to be attacked before we said, okay, we're going to go after you. No. We can do this preemptively on the, oh, that's right. I forgot the very important thing here. It's the war on terror. See, that's going to go for another 100 or years more or whatever. But they need that little, you know, there's not going to be any big exchanges here. There's not going to be any big wars between militarized and industrialized nations, folks. This is going to be limited type warfare and beating up on smaller guys that can't defend themselves to go in and rob their resources and set up puppet regimes. And by the way, they're going to have McDonald's, and they'll also have the IMF in there. So all's right with the world. I'll get back to Jared Jamel's article here and other information and your calls at 800-313-9443. The lines are wide open. Open Phone Friday. We shall be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Those little faggots in them jet airplanes. Oh my goodness, what a politically incorrect stanza in a song, huh? But of course, folks, that was, 1984, 1985, better than 20 years ago? By the way, speaking about faggots and jet airplanes, I couldn't resist this. A little tidbit of information, I'll get back to Dar Jamal's story. While I'm thinking about it, guess what the Republican National Committee wants to install as the head of the RNC? A Jewish homosexual. Hey, how's that fly with the conservatives out there? You feeling any better about your Republican Party? Do you think that they've left their Republican platform enough as it is? Well, we're just going to take that. We're going to garner more votes. We'll just leave that one stand where it is. At any rate, Dar Jamal is talking about Israel here. And he says that the Hezbollah militants are also guilty of war crimes by targeting civilians in Israel. Now, where at least 12 have been killed by their indiscriminate rocket attacks into Haifa and other locations. However, 12 Israeli military personnel have been killed by Hezbollah attacks. Now, thus, Hezbollah fighters have been approximately 50% accurate in their attacks against the Israeli military, when in contrast, the Israeli military, according to latest figures, have killed 14 Lebanese soldiers,
leading to a 4% accuracy rate by comparison. Overall, for every one Israeli killed, 14 Lebanese die. Now, the disparity is due to the fact that people like the Prime Minister of Israel, George W. Bush, and Democrats like Hillary Clinton clearly do not value the lives of Lebanese people on par with those of the Israelis. Underscoring this stance are the recent remarks of the U.N. Ambassador for the U.S., John Bolton, who the Jewish lobby group JINSA nominated for the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, now there's a conflict in terms. Bolton told reporters that there was no moral equivalence between Lebanese civilian casualties generated by Israeli air raids and Israeli killed by malicious terrorist attacks. Now, as if there's a difference in those two terrorist acts. Now, I think it would be a mistake to ascribe moral equivalence to civilians who die as a direct result of malicious terrorist acts, he said. Recently, at the northern border of Lebanon and Syria, a 25-year-old American social studies teacher who was staying with his family in downtown Beirut before fleeing for the border told me, "Everything is being bombed. It is a terror. We've literally been terrorized." Now, the teacher, now, does this make sense to you folks? Because, wait a minute, I thought it was just the Hezbollah that was basically centering their operations around the southern borders of Lebanon, you know, the northern borders of Israel. So they said, well, we're going to clean out a buffer zone here so we can back these rocket attacks. But why are they bombing their cities? Oh, I'm a little confused about that. Let's go to the phones here. Gene in Texas. Hello, Gene.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
All right. I want you to explain something to me here because I just really don't understand this. Okay, so we say that the Israelis are saying that the capture of one of their soldiers, the killing of one of their soldiers, is an act of war. All right. What about the Israeli deliberate attack on a U.S. vessel in 1967, June 8th, in the Mediterranean, the Liberty,
mm-hmm.
Killing 34 of United States, I guess you'd say Marines or whatever. I don't know if they were Marines, but they were
well,
definitely...
Well, they're Navy personnel.
Navy personnel,
and,
right.
And Marines are always on board, always
right.
On Navy ships, yes.
Okay, 34 and injuring over 100 and trying to sink the vessel, as everybody on the ship said they were trying to do. They've been shooting at the lifeboats as they got their injured... And people trying to get on lifeboats to get off the ship, they were shooting at that
mm-hmm.
even.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can understand how that is not an act of war.
No, that's just mistaken identity.
Oh, that was mistaken identity.
That's the official story, even though that on the stern of that ship, that American flag was flying.
Exactly. And, you know, they said it was an old Egyptian ship that didn't look anything like the Liberty, of course.
Right.
Jim Inns wrote his book, Attack on the Liberty, saying the flag was clearly flying,
mm-hmm.
and we state clearly, and it was large enough to easily be seen at sea. What I'm saying, don't we have a double standard and hypocrisy here?
Yes.
With the Israeli government? They just said, oh, it's a mistake, it's a mistake. Well, why doesn't Hezbollah just say, oh, we didn't realize that was an Israeli soldier? It was just a mistake.
Well, and like I said, look, this what they were asking for was they captured these two guys. They didn't kill them.
Yeah.
They captured them and said, we want to do a prisoner exchange.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what they were saying. And,
right.
And they have got a lot of people from Palestine locked up in prisons. I'm sure they've got some Lebanese locked up in prison. Who knows how many people they have locked up in prisons. But they do know, we do know that the Israelis are holding a lot of people not charged, just like Bush is doing with Guantanamo Bay here, that don't fall under exactly being an enemy. He calls them enemy combatants, not prisoners of war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's not an official war declared by Israel, but they've been waging war on everybody over there. They might as well have called it a war.
So how about the Israeli nuclear attack on Iraq? Wasn't that an act of war? If somebody attacked your nuclear reactor, if somebody attacked our nuclear reactor here in this country, would that not be an act of war also?
I would imagine it would be, but
yeah.
See, this doesn't quite fit into the politicians and the media's idea of fair play.
Yeah, just yeah. Hypocrisy.
I understand. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
...800-313-9443. Got something on your mind? You don't want to talk about Israel? It's an open phone Friday, so you can bring up any subject you would care to talk about. Let me catch my breath once again here. Okay. The Israeli diplomats, they're all Arabs, are terrorists, folks. That's what an Israeli diplomat is saying. That if you're an Islamic believer, if you're an Arab, guess what? You're just a terrorist. Imagine a member of the KKK going on Bill O'Reilly's show and declaring all African Americans are shiftless crackheads. Imagine the outrage and the calls for Fox News to be investigated for promoting racism and hatred. Now imagine an Israeli diplomat going on Bill O'Reilly's show and declaring all Muslims are terrorists. In fact, it happened. And nobody is calling the diplomat Dan Gillerman, Israeli ambassador to the UN, a racist, or are there demands for Fox News to be investigated for promoting racism and hatred? In the bizarro world, which Kurt Nimmo calls it, it is fine and dandy to characterize all Muslims as terrorists. While it's politically incorrect to say that all Muslims are terrorists, unfortunately it's true that all terrorists are Muslim, Gillerman said on O'Reilly's show on July 16th. Kurt Nimmo says, I picked up this quote from a blog. It was not mentioned in the corporate media. A Google News search returned no results. Either the people who post the truth will set you free blog made the quote up, or Israeli spewing racist hatred is so common and acceptable nobody bothered to mention it. Of course, when Iran's the Iranian president, I do this every time I look at his name, Ahmadinejad, there we go, says anything about Israel is front page news. In fact, so eager is the corporate media to demonize this man, it reprints distortions of his comments. By the way, Ahmadinejad never said Israel should be wiped off the map, as widely reported, which I just heard on a Sunday's news program, that exact same quote being used again. Now, why they're doing that, they're using that to further rationalize all Muslims are terrorist comments. As Fair noted last month, the starting point for all the discussion in this corporate media about events in the Middle East begins with the assumption Arabs and Muslims are terrorists, for instance, in regard to the Palestinians. If anything, what hardly ever varies is mainstream's media adherence to an attack-retaliation formula that overwhelmingly places the blame on the Palestinian side. Now, through an ongoing cycle of attacks, both sides usually describe their actions as retaliatory. From the start of the Intifada in September of 2000 through March of 2002, the three major networks' nightly news shows use some variation of the word retaliation, retaliated, will retaliate, etc., etc., 150 times to describe attacks in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. About 79% of those references were to the Israeli retaliation against Palestinians. Notice the imbalance there, 79%. Only 9% referred to Palestinian retaliation against the Israelis. And approximately 12% were ambiguous or referred to both sides simultaneously. A 2002 Glasgow University Media Group report revealed that television news on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, at least in Britain, confuses viewers and substantially features Israeli government views. There is a preponderance of official Israeli perspectives, particularly on BBC One, where Israelis were interviewed or reported over twice as much as the Palestinians. Now, on top of this, U.S. politicians who support Israel were very strongly featured. TV news says almost nothing about the history or origins of the conflict. In America, this bias is even more pronounced. Few television news viewers, or news zombies, realize Israel invaded Lebanon in 1978 and 1982, or that Israel occupied southern Lebanon for more than 20 years, and this brutal occupation, as documented by human rights organizations, by the way, folks, resulted in the formation of the Hezbollah. Oh, you see, there is a thesis, antithesis, synthesis going on here. The Israelis create the problem by occupation. Lebanese go, okay, we're going to form our own groups over here to defend our own country. It's called the Hezbollah. And now they're just a group of terrorists. I see how that works. See, if Israel would have stayed out of Lebanon, chances are Hezbollah would never even came about. But, of course, I guess if you're attacked, I guess you should be honored and blessed if you're attacked by Israel. You shouldn't resist. Few understand Israel has stolen Arab land, including the Golan Heights and the Sheba Farms, and common Israeli border provocations result in Hezbollah attacking Israel. Now, few understand the magnitude of Israel's abduction of Lebanese, accused of resisting Israel's illegal occupation, or the fact that many of them were tortured in the Qam torture dungeons. Lebanese detainees held without trial or after expiry, is the word that he uses, of their sentences in Israel prisons in the Qalim and Israel's forgotten hostages, notes Amnesty International. Amnesty International knows of 21 Lebanese nationals who have been captured in Lebanon and transferred to Israeli prisons either without ever having been sentenced or held beyond the expiration date of their sentences. Now, these are just some of the detainees whom Amnesty International believes Israel to be holding as hostages. Note I used the term hostages. So what did they do this go-around? Well, they kidnapped two Israeli soldiers. Didn't harm them, didn't torture them, says we detained them. and we want to do a hostage exchange. That's exactly what they did. But evidently, that's an act of war, according to Israel. I see how that goes. Now, most of them were captured by the Israeli Defense Force, or the IDF, or by one of the pro-Israel Christian militias in Lebanon, the Lebanese forces of the SLA. Now, many of them were held in detention centers in Lebanon under the Lebanese forces or SLA control before being transferred, usually secretly to Israel. No mention of this in the corporate media, of course. Instead, we are told, without additional comment, all Muslims are terrorists. I got news for you, folks. Let me interject something here. We're all terrorists here in this country. If you're standing against something, you're a terrorist. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. If you believe in property rights, you're a terrorist. If you believe in the strict adherence to the Constitution, you're a terrorist. If you're a gun owner, you're a potential terrorist. If you're a Bible-believing Christian in this country, folks, you just may be described as the State Department or the United States government or even Homeland Security now as being a terrorist because, well, you're just an extreme individual, don't you see? You have extreme views. See, we have a secular, democratic society here in this country now, folks. They're trying to make it devoid of God or any symbology of God. So we want a secular state just as Israel is now. You see, so if you hold views, and especially dangerous ones, saying that, you know, this country was founded on Christian principles, the Bible itself was part of the making up of the law in this country, well, you just could be a terrorist. You're aiding and abetting people that just don't go along with your government, so therefore you're antagonizing, you're disrupting. You're an idiot, and you're just a terrorist. See, you don't have to have dark skin and a turban wrapped around your head anymore, folks. Anybody going against the secular state and the globalists, you're a terrorist now. So get used to the term of being parroted on TV, terrorism, terrorism, terrorism. It will be not too long in the future, folks. Americans are going to be named in the very same way. And I'm not joking about this. I am dead serious because these people are dead serious in eliminating the opposition to their global plans. America, you may be a terrorist. Now, if you're compliant and you be a good little boy, they might grant you certain privileges and you might be allowed to stay on your home or maybe maintain your property. Of course, they make you pay property taxes, which is just a rent on property you already own. But if you're very good and say that you want to go to work for the state, well, you might receive certain privilege. But folks, for many, many years in this country, they have been trying to convert God-given rights. Government doesn't grant you squat. They've been trying to convert God-given rights to privileges. If you're good little boys and girls. Let me finish this article out and I'll go back to the phones. 800-313-9040. I'm sorry, I start reading before I spit out the phone number. Shame on me. Let me slow down. 800-313-9443. Now, no mention also in the corporate media of Israel's continual and repeated violation of the Lebanese airspace. Secretary General Kofi Annan's personal representative for southern Lebanon called on Israel to cease its air violations over Lebanese territory. Not that I'm giving the UN any credence, and Kofi Annan, the little card-carrying communist son of a bugger that he is, and always has been, folks. Check into the history of the United Nations. It's always been run by the commies. Doubt that? Prove me wrong. Call me up. I'll be happy to listen to you. But I know it's true. Now, that was reported, the deal on Kofi Annan, that was reported in the UN News Center reported on November 4th of 2004. Staffan de Mistura issued a statement in Beirut in response to 8 flights involving 11 aircraft and 3 drones across the Blue Line, as the line of withdrawal is known. Now, Israel has violated Lebanese sovereignty dozens of times, buzzing Beirut, Tripoli, Tyre, or Tyre, however you want to say that, and other cities, often using sonic booms to intimidate the population. Earlier this year, Terji Rid Lawson, I do believe this guy's name, a U.S. envoy, or UN envoy, let me correct that, to the Middle East, complained of constant Israeli violations against Lebanon. But, you know, you see these stories, they don't end up in the mainstream media because all these towelheads over there, folks, are just terrorists. They're not worth that. You got to dehumanize them. You got to make them into animals. They don't have a right to live as long as they stand in the path of Israel's idea of peace. And also not mentioned is Israelis' violence around the illegally occupied Sheba Farms. In response to Hezbollah attacking occupational forces at Sheba Farms, Israel attacks civilians as a matter of course. News reports in Beirut said that Israeli forces started artillery bombardment of the Kafir Shuba village and the neighboring villages after Hezbollah fighters fired one missile to site for Israeli occupation army in the Sheba Farms. And that's what the Arabic News reported in February. The Israeli bombardment resulted in injuring one Lebanese woman and damages to several houses in, and I can't pronounce these cities, so I'm not going to even try. But anyhow, it's in, it's around the Sheba Farms. So, folks, instead, all right, Fox News welcomes comments that all Muslims are terrorists, and this feeds into the perception that killing innocent Lebanese civilians is justified because they allowed Hezbollah to capture Israeli prisoners of war. If we were to use such a yardstick, then Hezbollah attacks on Israel are completely justified, as Israel has taken Lebanese prisoners by the dozens, not because they've done anything, but rather because they are considered bargaining chips. You know, if you go through this scenario, go back, folks. Look at history past. By the way, past is prologue. And if you think I'm joking about, I am not. What you've seen since World War I, and what I like to call World War I Part 2, the carving up of Europe, and you've seen the subsequent involvements of the U.S., whether it be Korea, Vietnam, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, soon to be, who knows, Iran, Syria, parts in between. There's even some talk of destabilizing and toppling the Saudi Arabian government. Does anybody, is this a plan? Here's the question I have for you. Is this a plan? Did they gear up for the war on terrorism because they knew they were going to make terrorists? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's rename these supposed terrorists, people that are defending their own sovereign homeland. People that do not have scads of money and can't buy all the sophisticated weaponry and don't have the personnel to conduct a ground war. See, they just can't push a button and make this thing go away. So the more that you beat up on them, the more they try to retaliate, I guess we're just going to have to call all these people terrorists. Because they don't have those sophisticated weapons that the Israelis have right now. They don't have the sophisticated arsenals that the United States possesses. So whether they're out there throwing bottle tops or rocks or using AK-47s or some inaccurate, short, very short range, and basically they're nothing but bazookas on steroids, folks. If you don't have that equipment in which to fight a well-oiled, money-run war machine, then you must be a terrorist. Let's go to the phones here. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
How you doing?
Good.
I got a couple things I'd like to get out real quick. First off, message to any listeners out there that record the Lou Dobbs Tonight Show. If it's possible to record the audio and email it to me, I'll put a site up where people can go back and listen to the audio instead of having to read the transcripts.
What's going on in Lou Dobbs?
Well, it's just, you know, I'd like to, you know, basically keep a place where people can go and listen to his shows, because I don't get CNN. I get CNN headline news, but they won't put it on there. But you know, it's usually about the only thing good on
well,
the news.
You don't have the 250 channels that what was the song that was 150 channels and there's nothing on?
Yeah, I used to, but yeah. And it's been a while. Okay, on you know, so if anybody can record the audio, send it to torchlithill@yahoo.com.
Torchlithill, and that's T-O, spell it out.
T-O-R-C-H-L-I-T-H-I-L-L.
Okay.
from a Rush song, anyways. Talking about the extinction of the penny because it now costs 1.3 cents to produce. First question, I guess, is how soon will it be that the nickel will be made out of zinc with a copper coating because nickel isn't profitable, or how long will it be that the dime is our newest, lowest coinage?
You mean to tell me people are going to have to stop selling stuff for $1.298? We either got to round it up or round it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, how much more of a, Don, this always fascinated me. How much more of a clue do people need when they see their copper pennies replaced by copper wash zinc? And you're right, nickel is probably going to be worth more than 5 cents, so what are we going to make that stuff out of? You know, I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, hold on a second. John, Keith, Davey, and others, we'll get to all of your calls. Don, hold on a second. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back, folks. By the way, Don in Ohio, hang on a second, because I got to do this. And Angeline down there in, I think you're where, in Florida? At any rate, I appreciate you responding to our call for inside salespeople. I'm also looking for management quality personnel that can run and maintain a sales staff. And on the affiliate relations position, man, lady, I'm looking at your resume, and it looks pretty good to me. We're going to be calling all of you folks, by the way, those that have responded with the resumes to the network. I am compiling a list, and you all will get a call back from me, whether it's thank you very much for your time, or come on in, or whatever the case may be. You all will be called back, but we're going to collect all these, and then we're going to go through them and make the respective calls. Now, having said that, I'm not going to stop here. I'm going to allow everybody the opportunity. You know, if you're stuck in a job right now that you're just making some dollars and you're not enjoying your life's work, why don't you get into something that is going to be of great help? You know, there's a lot of people out there that are working in jobs right now that they just absolutely hate. You may even be in a job out there right now that you're way overqualified because you can't find anything else out there. Well, for the sales staff, we do require that you have sales experience, okay? And if you're, I won't use the term aggressive because I hate aggressive salespeople. I do enjoy people that believe in the product that they're selling. And if you don't believe in what we're doing here, don't bother sending us a resume, because it just ain't going to fly. You're going to fit like a square peg in a round hole, or try to. But if you believe in the mission that we're on, you believe in this network, and you want to get involved and earn some pretty decent money, this is the place to do it. So send your resumes over to Danny@rbnlive.com. Or if you're not online or you're listening to the radio program and you're out in Bufu, Egypt someplace listening on a shortwave, you can mail your resume to Republic Broadcasting Network. Just make it easy on yourself. RBN, 1015 South Mays, that's spelled M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, and that is two words, and I actually found the Round Rock that they talk about here in Texas, and it's no big deal, folks, but they named it Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or simply call us at 800-724-2719. And I do believe Danny's going to be here for another hour. You can use extension 113 or during normal business hours, extension 116 at 800-724-2719. We're serious about making this puppy grow, folks. I mean, I'm telling you, we're serious. And we're going to do exactly that. I'm not going to be running the day-to-day operations so much of the network anymore, because we're going to have qualified people in here doing a job, so it frees me up to do other important things, such as this broadcast, and doing other things that will bring the freedom and liberty, breath of fresh air, to as many people as humanly possible in this country before we totally lose it. Folks, if they lock it down, it's gone. It's an important part of all of our lives. How about standing up and being an American? For America. Hold on, Don. I'll get to you after the top of the hour here. All you callers that called in, we'll get to your calls. Open phone Friday today at 800-313-9443. Any topic, any subject, if you've got the time, so do we. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.